But right now, a farmer from Cornwall says his farm's been split in two because of delays to repairing a road bridge near his land. It's now 7 weeks since Lower Penpole Bridge, close to Keith Longmaid's farm at St Veep near Lostwithiel, has been closed after flooding damaged the crossing. Repeated calls to Cornwall Council have left the farmer in the dark without any clear indication as to when the work will start, let alone finish. BBC Radio Cornwall's Karen Stewart has been speaking to Mr. Langmaid.
7 weeks ago, and just nothing has been done. We've been on to the council nearly every day, and nothing is done. Everyday life, going across there probably 8, 10, 12 times a day, you know, and it's very inconvenient.
Standing on the bridge, I can see the other part of Keith's land, but with the bridge closed, taking the long way over is a 9-mile journey. Keith says this is adding much more work and time onto an already busy day of farming.
Half of our farm's that side of the river, you know, and it means a lot, really. Harvesting, when silage starts, come on and starts, corn got to come back over that bridge, you know. It normally would take us, what, half an hour to do the morning work, and now it would probably take 2 hours, you know, if you've got to go around the whole length of the way, you know.
Jennifer Langmaid is Keith's daughter-in-law. She has made numerous calls to Cornwall Council, but they still aren't any further forward.
Been in touch with the council quite a few times. They are saying now that apparently funding has been allocated, but it's getting a start date and getting things moving. Because until then, you know, life's very chaotic. Nobody in the council seems to want to take responsibility and actually say, right, let's get on with it, get it started and ready for everybody to use, you know, whole community. You know, you can see Lantagros Highway and Lerin and, you know, it's affecting everybody.
Keith says at this time of year, they use heavy, large vehicles for harvesting and rely on the passing trade in the summer months for their cider business.
All our gear got to go that side as well to do silage, you know, room balers and wrappers and big turners, like, you know. And how do you get there if you can't get across the bridge? All the way up around Llanrith. And also within another 6 weeks, a corn harvest will be starting, you know. It is bound to make a difference. Like, you know, we get summer trade, the visitors, and passing trade from them, like, come back each year, the same ones, like, you know, and they look forward to us keeping going, and they see signs closed up highway, and they just drive on, you know.
So what would his plea to Cornwall Council be?
If we could have have some sense and know when they're going to start, you know, would be something. You know, it's got to be done sometime. Why isn't it done right away? You know, stitching time saves 9. If they'd have done it when we reported it, it would have been quarter of the job.
Keith Langmaid ending that report by BBC Radio Cornwall's Karen Stewart. But we've got some good news for Keith and anyone else affected by the problems at Lower Penpole Bridge at St Veep, because Cornwall Council has told us that they intend to start work on the bridge on the 10th of June.
So not too much longer to wait, but still well over a couple of months since the problems there, and plenty of people have also been responding to that issue on our fan page on Facebook. You can check out how the bridge looks and the problems there, and also add your comments too by going to facebook.com/BBC Radio Cornwall.